So now we enter December of 2010. This is the 1st of December 2010. Pooja Deepak Bhai has taken seat. And this is the day of the Tele Satsang with the overseas Mahatmas. And we are about to start early in the morning. This is a Tele Satsang about to be started.
Jai Satchidana.
Let us take these questions now. So many questions have come by email. Everybody whose name is called, please let us know. Let us know whose name has been called. You have to press star 7 to talk. You will be, so as I recite the question, Bala Patel, question. Is she there? Bala and Bela. Albela hoy, Bala hoy, and he's made a joke on it. Bala, Bela, and Albela. Albela means. Bala Patel from. He's used to. He's one from Dallas. She is absent, not present, but she did do Jai Satchidana. Star 7 she has to do, otherwise we won't hear her. She is the only one that has to unmute herself. Okay, let's go. Next one.
Star 7 press kari samajho.
Okay, now listen. And this is part 2 after Vani 11. The six eternal elements you had also talked about in after Vani 10 also. In the science of Yavastit, one can understand charge and discharge, but how does merit and demerit karma work? Supposing two people have killed a cockroach, both of them do not want this intent to kill, then how does Vyavasthit catch that cause and effect? Deepak Bhai's answer, they do not want to kill. Well, one man may have killed a cockroach without knowledge. After killing it, he says, oh, I have killed it. But another one kills it and then squeezes it and kills it. So both hurt each other. One hurts with knowledge, one hurts with ignorance. One, and the third one says, third one is he's carrying a bag of sugar, but there is a hole in the bag of sugar, and so the sugar drops, and so the ants get food. He doesn't even know that the sugar has dropped. And so out of ignorance, he created merit karma for the ants, and with knowledge he kills ants, then he may suffer because of that. So the law is that, simple law is, if you help others then you get merit karma, if you hurt others you get sinful effect karmas. But then beyond that is that I believe I am doing it, and therefore when you believe that you are doing it, then there is merit and demerit karma. Yes. Question from her. But the Vyavasthit catches it. Yes, but when you have the body, when you believe that I am Bala, then it charges you the karma. But, and therefore, whatever happens through that body and that sense that I am this body, then the karma sticks to it. Otherwise, when you believe that I am not this body, and when you have the belief that I am not this doer, then there is no charge. What? I'm not very clear. Do you understand this much enough? Don't worry about the subatomic particle issues, the SCE. Yes, sir. You have to recognize, if you kill a cockroach, then if the body kills a cockroach, the owner gets a karma. If you're not the owner of the karma, then it does not reach you. But you see, at night when he sleeps, he believes I am Bela, then all night he binds karma. When the moment you believe that I am Alicia, karma is bound. The moment you believe I am pure soul, karma is not bound. And if through the belief that I am Alicia, if somebody is helped, then that is merit, and if somebody is hurt, then it is demerit karma. If you do not understand, at least why don't you stop what you know? That is very purusharth. I understand that, Deepak Bhai. I understand paap and punya, sin and merit, but I have difficulty in the discharging science. It is all discharging, but if you in discharge, if you have the belief that I am this body, then there is charge. And in the discharge, if you believe that I am not this body and I am not the doer, then there is no charge. And so as long it is all belief, it depends on the belief. And it all depends on the belief. And this whole problem is that if I believe that I am Bala, then this is, if you believe that I am speaking, if you believe that I am thinking, feeling, doing everything, then it causes, then the causes are created. However, next question. In the process of killing cockroaches, the answer is that you will get the same results. And so, and sometimes we kill when we don't even know that we have killed. But as long as one has deha dhyas, the sense that I am this body and I am doing it, there is the effect of the karma. But if there is no deha dhyas, then whatever karma was created will come into existence. And when there is no deha dhyas, when you believe that when there is no deha dhyas, when you are free from the sense that I am this body, then whether you do it with knowledge or ignorance, it doesn't touch you. This deha dhyas, which is the sense that I am this body, that I am nada, leaves after gnan, after the gnan vidhi. The whole point is that the karma will unfold whether it is created in knowledge or in ignorance. The two-year-old will suffer. Now the two-year-old is not in knowledge, in awareness, and yet it suffers because the karma was caused in ignorance. There are so many examples. There are so many evidences of karma and all kinds of complications of karma in the books of scriptures. But the bottom line is that if you hurt anyone else, then you will bind sin. If you help somebody else, you will bind merit karma. And if you come to know who you are, then you become free from it. But if the deeper you go into karma, the more complicated it will get for you. If you put your foot on a cockroach and you squeeze it like you're trying to squeeze it and kill it, then you will have a very severe results. Shefali Shah is the next question from Shefali from Dallas, Texas. He's asking. The internal conversation goes on very well and then it stops suddenly. Then what awareness should I do? Deepak Bhai says at least it has begun, has it not? And then it stops. When do you know that it has stopped? when it is when you know that it is, then as soon as you know that it has stopped, start it again. When you're asleep, then you don't know whether you slept for 1 or 3 hours, but when you look at the watch, you know you slept for 3 hours, and then you start and slowly read, and then read the chapter of internal conversation in Aptavani 12 of Dadavani, and then you'll know exactly what to do with reference to talking to the small SELF. Raju from Lowell is asking a question. Mo has rag and dvesh, and so in rag Raju believes that I like something and I feel a sense of comfort, I have possessiveness, I have attachment, I have expectations in rag. And if anybody interferes in it, then there is dvesh. Yes, the words are correct. If somebody interferes in your rag, then dvesh happens. And yes, your understanding is also correct, so, but in effect, in conduct, and then after it has happened, then you understand that this is rag. Because file number 2, because my file 2 is going to come back to Simandar city, and therefore I am going to become alone, and therefore I wonder, how will I have taken a lot of sweetness, and therefore I'm going to suffer from it. And then I slept with this kind of understanding. Then you came in my satsang, the satsang is over, there was nobody. And then Raju said, Deepak bhai, I need more energies because I want to become free from rag. Then you said, you don't have to do it. You said, just keep on saying it. So you gave me this, just keep saying it. Because the energy is in the agnas. For 2 years I have been away from you, but in the last 6 months, because I have to remain with the file, all the moh, the illusion kind of covered me up because my file came back to Lowell with me. But I have much upyog in 5 agna, but I sleep when there is awareness of sweetness. And this is what bothers me. Deepak bhai says that because he met you, because the rain came, therefore it erupted, but when the rain stops, then you will just, after 2 to 3 years again, and slowly it kind of moves away from you. He says, when the rain is there, the seeds will grow, but when the rain is not there, nothing will come. When you can feel the vibrations of moha, the illusory attachment, then you are just supposed to see it only. Is this happening to you? I am separate. And the one that is causing the illusion, is causing the illusory attraction. But there is the other one, there is another way of looking at it, and that is to see the pure soul in him and then devalue the expectations. And if he does not fulfill your expectations when he is not that around you, and he does not fulfill your expectations, see, he is enjoying in Simandar city and I have to work here. Is this right? And so the mind might complain like that, but then you should say at least one of the two of us is in Simandar city. And when I finish my job here, I will also come there. And this is my file, and I just have to settle with equanimity. And so settle this with nobility, and so let him leave with nobility and with a lot of pleasure. Let him leave and go. I just tell him I am fine. If my moh arises, if my illusory attachment arises, I will know that. And I will be, and sooner or later I will join you there, over there too. So the context is that file 2 of Raju has just come into Lowell, Massachusetts, and is about to go for Simandar city. She has to continue in the work here. If you show the slightest reaction, then the moh will arise in a heavy manner. Do you understand? Yes, I understand, Deepak bhai.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the
He says, yes, inside there is that penance. He says, despite having a husband, I am alone now. And all this Dada Bhagwan people have taken away my husband. My situation is bad. I have to take care of all the problems. I have to earn the bread, etc. How much can I handle? And now, and I need a father, you know. And he does not handle his responsibilities. The intellect will show all of these things, no? Yes, the intellect. And the intellect will show, and I can show the intellect. But even then, the intellect overpowers you, does it not? Yes. So if you try to settle down the boat while you are in the boat, it will be up and down. It might topple you. But if you come to the shore and stand on the solid ground of the S capital self, then you can see Raju's boat as it is going up and down in the storms. Yes. So is your prajna getting stronger? Yes, it is, for sure. Sooner or later you'll have to come to this station. When you were born, you were alone, and then, and when you leave the body, you have to live alone. But in the middle, you have the companion. And so if you remain in the moksha, it will be fine. If you remain in the moksha of your gnan, then you'll be fine. Yes. And she says that the fact that she says is if you are, yes, see, this is the greatest purusharth, you have earned the greatest things. And I did the same thing in my life. I used to, so I was not going, but I told him, you go to satsang. This is, in other words, even I says, yeah, in the very life I can see everything. In other words, send others, do the best you can, and you are doing the best anumodna, the best instigation. You are sending file 2 for satsang only. I feel that everything is going very well. Deepak Bhai says that the law is that when Pavagadh, the big mountain, comes, then before you come near Pavagadh, the energy comes into your feet. Manoj from Houston, Texas. Is Manoj there from Houston, Texas? Manoj is not there. Please, somebody says, please don't disclose my name. My file too. My husband and her sister, both Nadant. I have great difficulties doing their pratikraman. Before I used to do pratikraman very well, but now I have hard time doing pratikraman for my husband and his sister. But now, I cannot forget the injustices that have happened to me by my husband and my husband's sister, and therefore I cannot do pratikraman. So, please give me the understanding for pratikraman, and give me the... Deepak Bhai says, why don't you see 30 cassettes of Niruma of husband, wife, and mother-in-law. See these 30 cassettes. Niruma has got, when you listen to them in Niruma's words, you will get it in exactness. Niruma was a master at this, and there is a lot of talk of gnan in that. But I want to ask you specifically. Deepak Bhai says, we have all the medicines, but which medicine? It is a very simple. Keep on doing. If you can see mistakes of the others, then do pratikraman. He should not have done it like this. He should have done like this. This is all mistakes of others. This is all the hurt. This is the injustice. He has given me injustices. That is the interference of the intellect. Clear it up with gnan. Whatever has happened is justice. And so this, slowly, you read the book, whatever has happened is justice. Read Faulties of the Sufferer, and read the and see the cassettes of the husband, mother-in-law and wife. And then send us the next question. Next one from New Jersey Center Mahatmas. Say question from New Jersey Center Mahatmas. There are a bunch of questions from the New Jersey Mahatmas. And so what is the little boy doing? Is like, he says, when he gives a question, he says, oh, my question is there, but he doesn't want to stand up as a group. Aptavani 4, page 9, Aptavani 4, page 9. What is Jagruti? What is awareness? When one does not, Jagruti means awareness, means one is not becoming at all disturbed by one's own kashais. Dada said, one day I had a divisiveness or separation with my own brother. My brother said something. My brother said, my life, my family and your family. So then I knew immediately, and so this was with his own wife, Dada. He became aware that there is a possibility that a clash may arise here, and therefore he did not allow the divisiveness of the due to the divisions in the opinion and the separate differences in opinions to set in. Dada Nagnan says, who is the sufferer? He is the other person, is a nimit, he is a nirdosh. But the suffering, when you get in the internal suffering, that means you have entered into the clash state. And so that is the awareness. When you do not let any internal state of artha dhyan or ragda dhyan affect you, then that means you are in awareness. Srimad Rajchandra has said that, Dada has said that, they had tremendous inner understanding and awareness that they will not have the slightest suffering from within, because they would have the total. So to not become kalushit, not to clash with the small SELF, clashing with the small SELF is awareness. Not to clash with the small SELF reactions is awakened awareness or Jagruti. You see? So, supposing when you know what is yours and what is yours, you see, when you believe that my bag is being taken by somebody, then you say, oh, he's taking away my bag, but it is not your bag. So, in other words, the Gnani wipes off all the causes of kashais. It is not the other person that is giving you suffering. Your own kashais, anger, greed, deceit and pride and remote control attitudes and wanting to have it your way is what is giving you clashes. So if you cannot clash with your own self, small SELF, then it is a very high level of awakened awareness. And that is very high. Higher than that is then not only from the small SELF, but higher than that, one will not enter into clash with anybody outside. And then even higher than that, first from the SELF. And so if the small SELF is hurting others, that is total lack of awareness. So then subsequently the world will also not affect you. The Dada's Vignan has got is so vast, there is so much internal understanding that one will not have any clash with the SELFs nor with any other selves. This is the Vignan of Dada Shri. There is constant samadhan, closure and solution in all of these things. There is a samadhan, the closure says, who is this? Who is it happening to? Next one, page 28, Aptavani 4. The results of dhyan. Will you please explain the results of dhyan? When he destroys Pudgal. So what happens in the next life? When you shoot on sight, then Pudgal is killed there. Then what happens to the next life? Because in this up 24. So Dada Shri says, depending upon your internal state, your tendencies arise, and from that tendencies karmas are created, and therefore if you have negative dhyan in the previous life, then if even in this life if you have negative dhyan, if you do pratikramans, so then if you have improved it by 10%, then 90% still remains. So the 90% that still remains will come into the link in the next life. So in the discharge, in ignorance state, if you're at mile 56 in this life, in the next life you will go into mile 57, mile 58, mile 59, etc. So similarly, you know, the cause and effects continue in the... But what about when you shoot on sight? Does it not change it? She says, no, the voice said, does it have the same ex-life? Supposing there is a karma and I shoot it on sight with pratikraman, does it get over? The other Shri says, whatever life of that karma was was going to finish here, will finish here when all the other evidences fall here, and the karma come to an end there. Therefore, such a is when this lifespan karma is about to finish, then the timing is such that the doctor may not be around, the right medicine may not be available, and the wrong things, the nurse may not be around, and therefore all of these evidences are there as part of the lifespan karma getting over and the person dying. When we see it the other way around, the evidences are not there, and that is part of the pratikraman. Does not decrease ayushya karma, the karma of lifespan. Pratikraman is to wash off the discharge effects only, not to really change the karma unfolding. The karma will unfold, but pratikraman is to wash off the effects of the discharge karma. Aptavanipar, page 39. What purusharth to do? Parinamikpad. The one who has the ultimate end result. What is parinamikpad? What is parinamik? There is a parinamik. There is the effect, and then there is parinamik. Parinam means result. When you eat potatoes, you get gas. That is parinamik bhav. Parinamik bhav means to enter into the state of the self, and to enter into the state of the eternal. That means when you remain the knower and the seer. That is called the pa, parinamik bhav. To become the, when one remains knower seer of the non-self complex, one remains the knower seer of nada and uve. Then he has entered into the parinamik bhav. Yeah. And then one becomes the knower and seer, and that is the highest purusharth. And it remains exact after, as you remain in the five agnas, then slowly you will rise to the level of the parinamik bhav, or the gnata drashta, or the knower seer state, to knower seer state. That next one, aptamani 4. Page 80. When you have the clear and distinct experience that man is over. Dadashri is a 356 degrees. What is the difference between that and spashta anubhav, or clear and distinct experience of the spell? Anubhav means anubhav, lakshan, pratiti. There is when you receive the gnana, you have 100% conviction, pratiti. There is some awareness and laksh and experience. There is an aunsh anubhav, and there is aunsh anubhav, 2 degrees of experience in the gnanvidhi. In the 2 degrees, and that means you have digested, and pratiti is the darshan, the conviction is the darshan, and as you apply the awareness, the junk decreases, and then as the junk decreases, the sukarma decreases, you get the total experience. Total experience is by fraction, as it increases by fractions, and when it becomes absolute and in all directions, then it is the clear and distinct experience of the self, spashta vedan, and beyond spashta vedan is the when there is a piece of ice, when you feel it's there, then that is indistinct experience. When you touch it, then it is the clear experience. And yes, because you are still experiencing it, but then slowly he becomes that state. He becomes the solid state of ice. That is called absolute knowledge. Dadashri has had absolute and clear experience of the self, and slowly he is proceeding further. And he says, I still have subtler and subtlest mistakes that does not allow me the absolute experience of the self. And then after that, body is gone, then one attains nirvana, which is the bodiless state. Slowly, so he has become, and says, you have big heaps and I have just like a little spot. That is the nature of the moha that I have, the illusory attraction. But his Dadashri is beyond 345 degrees, one becomes a gnani, and that is the spashta vedan, that is a clear and distinct experience of the self. And then between 345 onwards, aptavani 4. 24, page 82. Is moksha a location or a state? Dada Shri says it is a state. And this state is the natural state of the self. What is the natural state of the self is the question. Vibhavika avastha means non-self state is I am Alicia, is the I am a woman, I am a cow, I am a monkey. That is the vibhavika avastha, the state of the non-self. And I am the pure soul is the swabhavik, is the entry into the natural state of the self. And from that one will become the absolute self. And then one will become the state of the self, which is moksha state. And so this is the... Yes. So to remain and as the self, it is not a location that you go to. Moksha means the state of the self. The self is moksha only, and that is the experience of moksha only. Next question from New Jersey. After 112, part 1. What is the importance of Agnas? Aptavani 1, part 1. There are three sentences. The one who follows Agnas, and there is moksha in 2 to 3 lives. And if he does not follow Agnas, then it is like the lamp lying down. But then Dada Shri also says that after taking my Gnan, up to 15 lives one attains moksha. This is a one-way path only. Even if he does not want to go to moksha, it goes. So, what is the bottom line? What is the siddhant, incontrovertible principles in this? There is some divergence in this. Will you please explain the differences in these three talks? Dada Shri says, if a person does not follow Agnas for 3 to 4 years, then the prakriti will take over and the gnan will not give any results and he will behave like an Agnani. But if he has taken Gnan and is following some Agnas, then the seed will remain. Some people say, I took Gnan in 1976. I took Gnan in 1969. I took Gnan. So people are coming. So they tell us, they show the ticket of Dada Bhagwan that I took Gnan from Dada Shri in 1969. So they are coming now. And then there are some who come as a little child in the family of Mahatmas. So therefore we see that they are coming back again. So Dada, they take birth in the same group of Mahatmas. So if one is totally away from satsang, Deepak Bhai says, I know of one sir, he took Gnan in 1970, 35 years later. He says, this time I was in bed for 3 months. He was in Gnan for 3 to 4 years, but then I heard it from him only that he says that he had tremendous regret. He says, missed it, that Dada gave me the exact knowledge. I have tremendous. This is, he took away all the Gnan and he took all the Aptavanis and remained in the main and took the Gnan again. So even if he has not taken remain in Agna for 30 years, he does not lose it, because when he adversity arises in life, then the Gnan rekindles again. Even if there's I met somebody. I took Gnan from Dada. And 20 years later, and then he heard, and then he says, then he saw Niruma and Dada and in somebody's home. He says, this guy. Then he said, then again he took Gnan again. And now today he is Dada. He is in fine. The first question. Then if you remain in Agnas in 2 to 3 lifetimes, he goes to moksha. Up to 15 years, if you are in Agnas, you will attain final nirvana. Dada Shri says 15 lives are the maximum. So this is the one way. It is correct. Dada said it, so it's correct. But most critical, you must have the intention that I want to remain in the intentions. You must say to remain and to follow that. And then you should start splitting it. Relative rival, vyavasthit file. I want to remain in equanimity and I do not want to say anybody as a doer. or as at fault, and slowly as with the link, as with this link, then he gets the link, and he will get the awareness and the Jagruti, and within 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lives he will enter final liberation. So this is a very great thing. This is a very great thing, because he has taken the Gnan of Dada, his moksha will happen. When the merit karma of infinite past life of awaken, then he receives this Gnana. And this is the Karuna of Dada and Niruma, that they have picked up each one of them, specifically picked them out and given them Gnana. No, we won't have to even go up to 15, even 2 to 3 lives one will attain moksha. You won't have to wait for 15. It feels as if in one few more lifetimes they will attain moksha, says Deepak Bhai. This is their grace and compassion. Aptamani 12, part 2, page 17. We just need to five agna. Following the five agnas is moksha. Everything else is interference. Whether you can follow agnas less or more, you must have the laksh, the awareness that I want to follow the five agnas. When somebody is driving on the road, he knows the laws of traffic. In the same way, nobody can see the clash of, because here you have a major collision, but the clash is over there, out of this world. My question is, what is this that we cannot see, the clash that is not visible to us? When there is clash and you do not clash and you remain in five agnas, then in the next life he will become Ek Avatari. He will be within one. But if he keeps on clashing, then he keeps on delaying it. And then you will have to suffer birth, adulthood, old age and death and children over and over again. So that is the Atharaman. This, what you can see in front of you, is what is in store for you if you keep on clashing. Can you imagine he has received such a big knowledge, but you know, even though he has received such a great knowledge, he will have to enter into a mother's womb and be in a delivery room and then in an intensive care unit as a baby, etc. And then he grows up, then he doesn't want to get married, and yet his family members get him married. So all of this, if you cannot finish it in this life, then you'll have to come back to finish it in the next life. But if you can settle them all with equanimity in this very life, you will not have to come back in the next life. How do we know how many lives we are going to have, sir? This is you. The self is the greatest thermometer, says Deepak Bhai. It knows everything. If it is your firm decision that I want to have, if it is your niyanu, the absolute niyanu, the unflinching decision, where all your punya is going in that direction, that I want to have only one more lifetime, then you will get that. Yeah, now, when you are hungry, do you not know where the food is lying and what particular food is in the fridge? And so, you know, don't you go there and take something in your mouth? In the same way, the self knows everything. You will know when you are only one avatari. Next, Ralph Parker has a question from North Carolina. Is he there? Manoj Vats, is he there? Our question. Let us do some other questions. I have a question, Deepak Bhai. Some Kokila Ben is speaking. Oh, now they are all doing Chai Sachidanand. Let us stop to Sachidanand. Okay. Deepak Bhai, one should not eat at night. What is the answer? Are you doing it? Are you doing Ratri Pojan? Do you eat at night? Yes, I do eat night. So now forget about not eating or eating at night. Does the self eat or not eat? Yes, capital. Is Shuddhatma the eater or not the eater? Are you Shuddhatma? So whenever the neighbor wants to eat, let her eat. You don't need to get into that. Do you understand? I understand. Yeah, the greatest thing is to remain in the five agnas. That is the greatest purushartha for you. You don't give it too much importance. It does not have such a fault. If you hurt someone else, and if you eat at night, then with eating at night is a loss of 10 rupees, and hurting someone else is a loss of 1,000 rupees. What do you want to do? Okay, now does anybody else want to ask any other questions? Ralph is... Tomorrow is Niruma's birthday. We'll ask for great blessings from her. You had said that from Dallas. You said something about... If there is living ego in file 1, what to do? Living in ignorance, ego is, because it binds karma, it is called living ego. After Jnana, there is no next life, next karma. Because it is only discharging ego, it will give its effects, but it will not bind new karma for next life. The ego that has the capacity to bind karma for next life, it is called the living ego. The ego that does not bind any new karma is called the dying or the discharging ego. Okay, so living ego is not something that is playing inside you, but that which hurts and interferes and does kashais and then believes that I verily am Uwe, that is called the living ego, whereas the dying ego is the one that is not in this belief at all. But what happens when you become I am pure soul after the Jnanvedi, the living ego has no life in it, and it is a lifeless ego. A lion that has died, if its tail moves, you don't need to worry about it. You see, it's a dead lion. All the Mahatmas, their ego has become lifeless. You don't need to worry about it. And you don't need to fight with them either. Do you ever fight with a dead body? You're not going to fight with a dead body, are you? That is how it is. And will you ever make a dead body have it your way? Will you ever make a dead body do this, do that? You say, would you use remote control with a dead body? Because you know it's not going to respond. And you know that discharging ego is under the influence of scientific circumstantial evidences. We have a sthit, and so there may be some reactions, but it is part of SCE that is unfolding. It is not living. It is not living. Yes. You see, when you light a matchstick, you'll say as it is burning, it will curl. You see? And it will just... You see, it will literally curl, because even plastic will curl up. You see, even when you burn plastic, it will curl. Curl up and it. What is called living? That which binds karma is called living. When you follow the five agnas, the dying ego continues to die, and the lack of awareness makes one become engrossed in mayakar. But as the force of karma decreases, awareness returns, and with pratikraman and pratyakyan and with the exact energies, asking for energies from Dada, one can reset and come back into the five agnas and move forward. And so the discharge will continue to one release. we have received this gnan without finishing off all the karma, and so this is the stuff that is in the tank, and that is why it is coming out. So the filled tank is just evacuating, that's all. Nothing new is happening. Well, I have a question. The mistakes for which we do pratikraman, will we have to see them in Samayik again? No, that layer is gone. But supposing I have done pratikraman for some mistakes, do I have to see those mistakes again in the Samayik? But if you have further clashes, then you have to investigate it. Why? Is it because of the old mistake? If you do one, but if there is a knot inside, so if you see in Samayik, you will know why these mistakes arise. Really, you should see in Samayik within why it is happening again. Yes, when you have a little piece of wood stuck into your skin, it will bother you until you take out that little stab of the piece of wood within your skin. You will continue to bother you. Next question. Manoj is now here. Manoj, finally from last telesatsang to this telesatsang. Manoj. First of all, you should remain in all telesatsangs. What is your question? I have negative thoughts about my family. I try to do pratikraman, but negativity about my family continues. How can I stop? But then those negative thoughts come. And then from my thoughts, I have a lot of pain because of my negative thoughts. Will you please give me a solution? Will you please bless me? And keep the negative one separate from you. First of all, keep the separation. Number two, for 15 minutes, do Dada Bhagwan Asim Jai Jaikar Ho for 15 minutes until you yourself can hear it. And for 15 minutes, Dada, then number three, Dada Bhagwan, please give me this energy to keep these thoughts. Number four, talk to these thoughts, and then talk to the Vishnu. So therefore, and then show him the positive. Did it happen according to the negative? No. So therefore, converse with that. Number three, converse with file number one. Do you understand? And then do Dada Bhagwan Asim Jai Jaikar Ho. Yes. Yes, I understand. And so will you please do the vidhi for us, and when we do the vidhi for everyone, we'll do the vidhi for you too. Another question. I have a small question. In the awareness of separation, what should one do? Whatever is Sanjay is doing, you should see that. Is Sanjay doing this? He said he was saying that he wanted to do unodari, and then he stuffed himself. And then you have to talk to him. You talked about unodari, and then why are you stuffing yourself now? And then don't you see the result of it? You're sleeping too much. Instead of sleeping half an hour, you're sleeping 3 hours now. And you cannot do without a cup of tea, then when are you going to enter into the S-capital self if you cannot do without a cup of tea? If you keep on talking and conversing like that, then then the separation will remain. Yes. And so the little, then the little child will say, what is in that box? Oh, this is singh, this is like peanuts. So will you please give me some? Have you seen this little one? Will you please give me this thing? What are you doing? Haven't you seen the little baby? What are you doing? What vegetable are you cutting? Where is the chocolate? What is kept in the fridge? What is there? As soon as the little one starts speaking, speak like it. Now you become talk to Kimochi as if you're, as just like the child is talking. Just keep talking from inside. I do it in world interaction so that no one gets hurt, Deepak Bhai, but and so that helped me how to remain separate. Yeah, I says Yes. Now that is very good. So you should say, okay, that means it's very good, Jagruti. So that's very good. But do you remember you hurt her the other day? That means, you know, bringing back to that. And so in every matter, remain separate. In every matter, remain separate. I have made the firm decision that I want to remain in the five agnas. And this is, and so in other words, and so to keep on separating is the greatest purusharth of the state of self. But to move on the good path is a good thing, but it's a positive intent. And to hurt somebody is the negative vow, but to remain separate is beyond positive and negative, and that is the awareness of the self as capital. Have Mahatmas read whatever has happened is justice? Some more questions coming. Will you please show us the samayik of anger, how to do the samayik of anger? Number of step one, all day, does anger happen all day? Have you hurt anybody through anger? Yes. Then do pratikraman, that's the first step. Then slowly, then take the whole life. Have you become angry with mother, father, friends, brothers, sisters, etc.? Increase the pratikraman with them only from life, from childhood until now. Have you hurt anybody through the anger? That is the first step. First step is pratikraman. Second step. In samayik masi, why is anger happening? Take the whole day's anger. Supposing you are angry with your husband, on what matters? And he asked for tea, but I was doing. But then he said again, "Are you giving me tea?" So then I become, why are you telling me again? I'm already making tea. Why are you telling me? So that means your ego and anger got upset, and so that means you have to finish off the. That means
why
it is the problem is why is he trying to demand this thing? I'm making the tea and yes, it is telling me. And so therefore then the question is, am I a Shuddhatma or am I this file? Then why did the file get upset? I'm not this file. And then why is he getting upset with me? Is he getting upset with the file? He's not getting upset. And this is an old account. We settle it with equanimity and be free and reset it. So now so to investigate why you became angry, that is, and then to apply the five agnas as a solution of that anger in the samayik, and that is how you come back to the self state, and slowly you rise, and so start doing it by 10 minutes, and then slowly, and then when you have a lot many karmas, then you ask for the energies from Dada. Hey Dada Bhagwan, grant me the energies not to do anything, and then recite the fifth column, that if somebody speaks harsh and hurtful language, grant me the energy to speak kindly and softly in return. When he says the second time, what's happening to my tea? Don't get upset. And then you should say, oh, you know what, the chai is boiling. I want to make a very nice and spicy tea for you. So my dear husband, can you please wait? I'm bringing it for you. So then then you have employed the fifth column of the set. Everybody will agree with this. Oh, he'll say, oh yes, he's making better tea for me, so I should not get upset. So you should adjust all of these sentences. And he's talking about the receptacle of intellect, what way? Yes. He said, why don't you read up the 26, first chapter, Buddhina Ashai? And then when you ask the questions, then you will understand it in the next Delhi Satsang. It's a it's not a short answer. And it's a very big Vignan. Bhav Karma. In bhav karmas you get the body. From bhav karma you get the body, and then from the buddhina ashay, from the receptacle of intellect, you get the interactions with other human beings. And this is a very beautiful. And if you really want to know more, and then there is an entire chapter on Aptavani 10 on Buddhina Ashay. If you read both Aptavani 10 and 6 and 10, read the receptacle of intellect and then talk about it. Let us do the Vidhi. Let us everybody get ready. Let us do the Vidhi. Tatma Chum. Jai Sachidanand to all the Mahatmas. Yes.